tonight, jarring details about a near miss at Nashville's airport.
Yeah, I don't know why they did that. Help 507.
The confusion clear on air traffic control, which indicates controllers gave an arriving Southwest flight permission to execute a go-around Saturday, aborting the landing and bringing it directly into the path of a departing Southwest plane. Pilots in both aircraft taking evasive action. The FAA says the crews responded to onboard alerts to avoid a collision course. Southwest says the arriving plane approached in gusty winds and landed uneventfully. At the same time,
get away from the plane!
A series of bomb scares sowing chaos from Pittsburgh to Denver this weekend. Passengers scrambling through the cabin and rushing to the wing, sliding down to the ground, while another aircraft searched front to back.
People in bulletproof vests and helmets.
They opened all the overhead bins and were looking inside all the overhead bins.
The latest incident stopping a plane in its tracks Sunday night in Denver.
Be advised, we're currently on the phone with a bomb threat.
These still images show the rush of late-night emergency crews as the FBI Denver said no dangerous materials were located on the aircraft.
It was terrifying, the whole experience. They put us on buses and they didn't take us away from the plane.
Just 24 hours earlier, this alarming mid-air warning came from a pilot on a United flight from Chicago to New York.
We got an issue up here. We're getting a sequential beeping suspected item on board. We're going to have to start treating this as a potential bomb.
There were no reported injuries, United saying only that the plane landed in Pittsburgh to address a potential security concern.